This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 344 for Friday, April 11th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market showed gains on Friday as it capped off a positive week despite inflamed trade war tensions. China raised tariffs on United States goods to 125% on Friday, a day after U.S. President Donald Trump raised levies on Chinese goods to 145%. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were higher, while crude oil was up as investors assessed the effects of the recent tariffs. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 309,700 tons of canola were exported during the weekend ended April 6th, up from 233,000 the week before. So far this marketing year, 7.176 million tons of canola were shipped for export, up from 4.072 million 1 year ago. The Canadian dollar was up 6 tenths of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The May canola contract was up $6.70 per ton at $660.70, while the July contract was up $6 per ton at $666.80. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were on the rise. The CGC reported corn exports at 137,900 tons, up from 98,000 the week before. This marketing year, 1.628 million tons of corn were exported from Canada, compared to 627,400 at this time last year. The Rosario Grain Exchange said 23.1% of Argentina's corn acres have been harvested, while forecasting production at 49 million tons. Thailand's finance minister said the country will reduce its 73% import tax on U.S. corn. The May corn contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.90. Rainfall in Argentina has persisted over the past few days, delaying the country's soybean harvest. The Rosario Grain Exchange said that 2.6% of the country's soybean acres were harvested so far, down 8 points from last year and down 4 points from the five-season average. AgriConsult projected Brazil will export 106 million tons of soybeans this year, while also estimating a record crop totaling 172.1 million tons. The May soybean contract was up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.43. The CGC reported 428,100 tons of Canadian wheat exported last week, down from 564,600 tons the week before. So far this marketing year, Canada has shipped out 14.314 million tons, compared to 14.263 million at this time last year. France Agrimaire reported French soft wheat conditions at 75% good to excellent, down 1 point from last week, but up 11 points from last year. Western Australia is set to plant 4.19 million hectares of wheat this year, down 400,000 from last year, for a projected 10.46 million tons in production, down 15% from last year. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.56. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.68. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.17. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, April 11th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.